Hello, is that Conor O'Neill, CEO of Louder Voice?
Indeed.
Conor, hello, it's Paul O'Mahony here, and I would very much like to talk to you about Le Web in Paris in 2010.
Hi,
is that all right?
I'd be delighted to.
Look, Conor, this was not your first year going to Le Web, I understand. So can you just give us a little bit of background to your experience of Le Web in the past before we get on to this year's Le Web?
Sure. I started going way, way back in 2006. There was a small Irish contingent at that stage. And back then, it had 2 years of being called a blog, so it was very much about bloggers and blogging. And this particular year, it became Le Web because, obviously, the scope of what was happening out there needed to be addressed, and I think really needed to be addressed from a European perspective, and I think that's the really great thing about Le Web over those few years that I've been going is it really has become sort of the number one European tech conference, but not a European tech conference for Europeans, one that attracts both Europeans and Americans, and mainland Europe along with Ireland and the UK. So what it gave was a place we could all go once a year, people working in the industry to swap stories, catch up, see what's happening in Europe versus what's happening in the US. Go and see big names speaking in a fairly relaxed environment, and getting hints and ideas about where stuff was going, both on the ground when talking to people and I suppose people on stage. And it's that type of event over those few years whereby it's both. There's lots of stuff happening on stage, but equally and possibly more important is the networking that happens when people are around. So that's why I've been going.
And Conor, look, before you went, did you speak to anybody about it to give you an idea of what it was going to be like? I mean, what was the straw that broke the camel's back and made you decide, right, I'm definitely going?
Well, back then we were a pre-launch startup. I think in the previous years, I don't know if you know Tom Raffrey. Tom had gone.
I do. I've met Tom. I do. He's out there in Spain. I know him. Yeah.
He is indeed. Well, Tom had gone as a blogger and had been raving about it when it was in its Le Blog form. So there was a bit of energy there, but also we just saw that literally the list of people who were going there, and they were the types of people we wanted to meet and we wanted to be in front of, and there was just this feeling that, well, if we're launching a tech startup with international ambitions, and it looks like this is the place where kind of the movers and shakers are going to be, then that's where we need to be.
And look, there are plenty of people in Ireland today thinking about, hey, I'm a tech startup and I want to meet with these kind of people. Did it actually work for you to go there?
I suppose it's varied over the years. I mean, it depends on what you want to get out of it. In some cases, it's been people going over to raise funds, and actually that particular year, one of the Irish startups did present and raise money. In 2007, we presented as part of the demo event. Now, it was kind of one of the less effective demo events, shall we say, over the couple of years. But for us, it's really to be seen to be there. I mean, that might sound a little bit silly, but if you want people to realize that, there are startups in Ireland doing internationally focused stuff that have that export focus and have a growth focus, then if you're not there, it's why not? If you're not going there, where are you going? What are you doing to get your business out there in front of your peers, in front of potential acquirers, in front of the big guys, in front of VCs? What is it that you're doing to promote your company on an international stage?
And Conor, it's grown. It's got very, very big now. It's, is it going to keep on growing? I mean, is this thing going in one direction?
Well, that's an interesting one. I saw Loic did a blog post there, just Loic Lemur, who along with Geraldine runs the show, that they it looks like in terms of numbers they're going to cap it at what they did this year, which I think was about 3,000. And to my mind, you know, to speak specifically on, well, I won't say this year's one, the one that has just happened, you know, I've seen posts written saying it was the best one yet. My sense is the previous year was, so December 2009 was its pinnacle in terms of the right number of people in a fantastic venue. I mean, the old venue was absolutely superb with just the right mix of people there between, as I said, kind of technology people, people from Google, people from Facebook. You know, the only thing 2009 was missing, which 2010 faced, was the lack of an Irish presence. I mean, there was really only three of us on the ground there in 2009. But in terms of all of the bits being joined up perfectly, you know, to me, 2009, they really hit a peak. Whereas with 2010, there was a couple of problems. There were, my sense was, there was too many people there. But also, they went back to a venue that they'd used in 2007, which simply doesn't work. Having an event spread over four buildings breaks the fundamental reason you're there, which is to network, to have that serendipitous running into people in the corridor, in the coffee area, and so on. You basically had four groups of people, depending on whether you're a startup, you were looking at people speaking, you wanted to go to the networking bit or whatever. Now, I know that there's logistical reasons they did that and so on, but that plus the horrendous snow that fell on
top of it. Yes, I heard.
In the space of like 2 hours, on it blew everything apart, and to my mind, the event suffered from it. You know,
of course, this year, you know what's going to happen. You're going to have, you know, T-shirts next year saying "I survived Le Web 2010." Hey, look, let me ask you, you met a load of people over the years. I want you to give me your top three most impressive individuals who Conor O'Neill has met at Le Web. No, I've given you no notice. I've given you no notice, right? I'm putting you on the spot, right? I just want you to pick me top three. There's nothing magical. You can give me five if you like, but individuals, single individuals who you rate.
Oh, you can, but I'd blank when people ask me to do that, unfortunately. Actually, what's been interesting for me is not necessarily, they'll be desperately insulted if I say that, it's not necessarily, I'm more interested actually in a lot of the repeat meetings. It's, you know, there's guys like Ewan Spence in Scotland, the blogger, who I meet every single year. Well, unfortunately, I didn't meet in 2010, which I'm very disappointed by, and there's a rhythm to that. There's a, well, what have you been doing over the past 12 months, and what's changed and what's different, and there's a you know, it is a gathering, it is a kind of a like-minded thing. And if you do, you know, we met some phenomenal people from Facebook in 2009, we met some really interesting people from Google in previous years. You know, every year there is, I won't say necessarily new faces, but potentially new faces to me, but it's a sense of actually, to be fair to them, it's a sense of community, and possibly the addition of an extra 1,500 people may have broken that slightly. Maybe that's where the sense that it went down a little from 2009, because there was a sense that you didn't have the same sense. You know, you literally didn't have the same sense of community.
And what about this, the Irish contingency? Now, this was, I understand, Ireland was the only country to have its own stand there, to be a kind of a national stand. What do you make of that that development?
Well, when I heard it first mooted, I just immediately jumped on it. I thought it was a phenomenal idea. It's never been done before. I thought, given all the horrific stuff that's happened all year with news about Ireland, that here was a really positive story about Ireland, us basically saying, look, yes, we're in a bad state over there, but here are a bunch of startups that are doing the business, who are selling, who are internationally focused, who are as good as and better than their competitors out there. I thought it sent a very, very strong message to people out there that, you know, don't necessarily ignore the bad news, but there is good news there, and startups are doing really, really interesting, valuable things. I'm absolutely convinced it was the right thing to do, and I genuinely hope they do it again at Le Web this year, because you know, it worked. To my mind, it worked. And we don't have the metrics yet. We can't say we generated N sales or, you know, we raised M 100,000 euro or whatever. We don't have those metrics yet, but just on a gut level of where are we sending the right message about our country to the European and US tech community, you know, absolutely we did. I mean, we had a bunch of VCs come over who were highly impressed with A, the startups themselves, but B, just the concept that we're all on a stand, and we're, you know, we're the Ireland stand.
Yeah, sounds very valuable. I'm thinking about the shortly before the web, there was the event in Dublin, the founders and the Dublin, what was it called, Dublin Web Summit.
Dublin Web Summit. Yeah.
So there's some sort of momentum there, is there?
I think so. And actually, there was some nice sort of loopbacks that happened there because Paddy and Dara from Founders and Dublin Web Summit were also at the web for the first time. So I think there's both complementary aspects but also competitive aspects that, I mean, Founders were, you know, and Dublin Web Summit were phenomenal events that, to my mind, could in the future compete with the web as, you know, that European tech conference. And I mean, that's a phenomenal achievement by the guys to do that. But even if they don't, there's some lovely complementary aspects of a bunch of the people who are at Founders and Dublin Web Summit were also at the web. So the whole thing kind of looped together very nicely, I thought.
Okay, look, I don't want to make the interview last too long, but, you know, what advice would you give to an Irish startup that is listening to this about the web 2011, right? What would be your advice in relation to it?
I'd say, well, first of all, we'll have to see if there is going to be an Ireland stand, because I do think that's important. I think one of the difficulties, if you haven't been before and if you don't know the people on the ground, is literally getting access to them. And what's nice about having the Ireland stand is you can ping them in advance. You figure out who it is you want to talk to, contact them in advance, and rather than, you know, desperately trying to catch up with people when there's the kind of the melee going on, you can literally say, I'm going to be on that stand, you know, for 2 days. So yeah, Whenever you're free, whenever you want a coffee, come on over. And that worked incredibly well, particularly for us in 2010. And if that's possible, if you can, if A, they're doing an Irish stand, B, you can get on it, you know, the investment in terms of time and money versus what you can potentially get out of it, I think there's a good potential return there. But a lot of it's about preparation. If it's just getting the plane, land, and hope some interesting people come over, that doesn't work, and I've seen it fail for me in the past. So if you do that preparation, then depending on what you want, you know, do you want to talk to US VCs? Do you want to talk to European partners? What is it you want? Then, yeah, I think it's very, very well worth considering.
Yeah, we need a very simple little publication that says, going to the web, if you want to speak to VCs, do this in advance. If you want to do this, what about that?
You know, that's not a bad idea at all. I probably should have been writing these guides, yes, in the past, sort of the not the dummies guide, but the sort of I have the scars to show for it. Don't make my
mistakes. Exactly. Yeah. The list of Conor O'Neill's mistakes over the years.
Yes.
You know, look, we might talk about that afterwards. Look, Conor, I want to thank you for this. This has been, do you want to have a last word?
No, absolutely. I'm just, it's a pleasure to do this. I think I love seeing the fact that, you know, the discussion about the web hasn't ended the day after the event, that we're getting into January and we're still talking about it. And let's hope we continue to talk about it.
Okay. Conor O'Neill, CEO of Louder Voice, thank you very much for talking to me about the web 2010.
Thank you.
Okay.